This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. As the controversy continues over Hillary Clinton's use of personal emails during her tenure as Secretary of State, it's raising broader questions about how public officials communicate electronically. In one survey, a third of government workers said they use personal email for government business at least sometimes. In Alabama, more than half the state's House members and almost a third of senators use an email other than the state-issued .gov email address. The issue? Private emails are nearly impossible for the public to access. WBHM's Gigi Duban reports on why some think this could be a problem.
If you thought AOL and Hotmail were dead, just scroll down the list of Alabama lawmakers and check out their contact info. State senators and representatives also list plenty of Gmail, Yahoo, and emails tied to their personal websites.
I'm just opening up my email box.
That's State Representative Tim Wadsworth. He pulls out an iPad and an iPhone where he gets emails and texts.
And the first one says, "Hi, Representative Wadsworth. I'm a reporter on assignment."
Hey, that's me.
And I'm need some information about the how people contact you as a representative. And I think 10:38 a.m. you sent me a message, and I think within a few minutes I called you right back.
A few hours later, we're sitting across from each other at a Starbucks. And this, he says, is why he sticks with his personal email, so people can have quick, easy access to him.
You know, I use my email a lot, and I don't want to be in a situation where I'm using my government email address for any type of personal business, so I just use everything on my personal.
Wadsworth, like all of his colleagues in the Capitol, has a state-issued email address, the one that ends with .gov. But for him and many others, it's almost like a dummy email. In other words, they don't use it. Wadsworth says with the .gov, he's afraid he might not get emails as quickly. But there's a problem with using non-governmental emails to conduct public business. Dan Beverly is interim executive director of the National Freedom of Information Coalition.
What we found in many cases is that it is used to conduct public business, but to do so in private.
State prosecutors are using emails as evidence in an ongoing corruption case against House Speaker Mike Hubbard. Last month, the Chicago Tribune sued Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel for access to private emails about city business. Beverly says getting emails from a third party can be a long process.
Not only does it take time, but it also takes money. You know, time is money.
Potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. And if a public official fights a records request, those legal fees are often on the taxpayer's dime. And Beverly says public officials could just delete messages. Whereas with a .gov email address,
they would still be available on the server there.
In Alabama, those emails are kept on servers at the Alabama Supercomputer Authority. To be clear, whether it's a government or a personal email, every exchange is a public record. Beverly says using a personal email makes things less transparent. But not all lawmakers see it that way. House Representative David Faulkner says comparing state lawmakers using private emails to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton,
it's ridiculous. I can't even fathom the link between the two.
He says state legislators are totally different.
We don't have national secrets. We don't have protected information, that's classified.
Dennis Bailey is general counsel for the Alabama Press Association. He says he gets that distinction. But the emails of public officials are still government records.
And Alabama has open records laws, and it has laws regarding the maintenance and protection of state records. And those laws apply to legislators.
And Bailey says if people want transparent government to see why legislators do what they do, they've got to have access to emails.
Because that's where the communication on a lot of very important issues is conducted.
So important, prosecutors presented some of Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard's emails as evidence last month, including conversations with former Governor Bob Riley. They plan to show how Hubbard used his office for personal gain. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.